The fate of a Delaware Democratic Party leader hung in the balance in recent days after his 1980s felony convictions for sex crimes against teen boys was exposed. WHYY's Chris Barish reports on the revelation that divided the state's Democratic leaders.
Jeff Balk is a Rehoboth radio show host who once owned a candy store in the beach town. He's also been active in party politics and in March was elected chair of the Sussex County Democratic Committee. But last week, online media outlet Spotlight Delaware reported about his arrest, guilty plea, and imprisonment in Missouri after he admitted in 1988 to paying three teen boys for sex dozens of times over a three-year period. State Democratic Chair Evelyn Brady called for his resignation, and Republican leaders condemned the crimes.
This wasn't just one isolated incident where he had a failure in judgment. This is multiple sex offenses against multiple different youth.
That's state GOP chair Gene Truono. He was stunned that the rest of Sussex Democratic leadership urged Brady to stand down and argued that Balk deserved a second chance.
Instead of denouncing it right away, they actually reiterated their support for him, which is kind of shocking. I think that the real story for us is that here's a Democratic Party that always seems to want to take the higher moral ground, and when it comes to one of their own, they support it, which I just think is abhorrent.
But late Sunday, Balk submitted his resignation. Brady would not agree to an interview, but said by email that Sussex leaders should remain focused on picking his successor and supporting candidates for 2026 and beyond. Sussex GOP chair Daniel Willis criticized his Democratic counterparts for urging Brady not to abandon Balk.
They are abandoning every victim who ever had the courage to come out and speak against sexual assault.
Balk issued a statement saying he stepped down to avoid being a distraction. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.
It's WHYY.